Hey.
Hey, mind time for dinner?
What's that?
Mind time for dinner?
Yeah, something like that. Just ordering, yeah.
Okay. Did Emily tell you I'd be coming by?
She did, yes. Yes. If you can give me the scoop in like 2 seconds, I'll think about it, but I don't know if I'm interested, honestly, so.
Sure. Yeah, what did she already tell you? So I can make it less than a minute.
Not much of anything. Just that you know, you can spray things for, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, go for it.
That you can spray things and spray behind siding and stuff like that, but not a whole lot of, you know, help with some spiders and stuff, but I think that was about it.
Okay. What we do is just more behind the wall kind of stuff. We just want to keep products away from kids and pets.
Sure, sure.
We were just walking around the house. She was just telling me where she saw spiders. On the outside, she was showing me where she's seen wasps.
Yeah, we have a lot of spiders around here. It's just general area.
Where do you see them more around the house?
Out by the shed.
Okay.
In the backyard by the back, whatchamacallit.
That thing.
Back by the patio and stuff.
Okay.
Come here, bud. I'll put you down.
Basically, I just do foundation, just anything along these sides I take down.
Okay.
So, like, these guys up here that are nesting right there beside the siding, we don't want them to go inside that siding.
Right,
that's where they'll nest,
yeah,
and they'll make eggs. So I have a brush where I knock down everything on the outside.
Right.
I treat behind the wall, and then I also treat all the eaves on this story and on the next story as well, all the way around. That helps with spiders and wasps.
Okay.
She said that she saw some in the back.
I guess. I haven't, but okay.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
So we just treat back there so they're not getting behind those soffits. That's how they get in the house.
Right.
And then since we're already here with Chris, we're just going to be including a free tick treatment in the yard, front yard and backyard. Where does this guy play more at?
The whole yard.
The
mostly
whole yard.
The back is a swing set, but he's everywhere, though. Stay here, buddy.
Okay.
Sounds like your buddy Harper isn't too happy.
but yeah, that would just be free included with the service. That'd be front and back where he's playing as well.
Is that like granular? Or,
yeah,
because I know we do a True Green. I don't know if they put anything down for insects and stuff like that to kill.
Yeah, you can ask.
That stuff.
We've been saving.
They might already redundantly do that. But.
Okay, yeah, we've just been saving people money if they can cut back a little bit on it.
Sure.
And we're already doing it for them.
What are we talking for?
Figures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always money.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah.
I got to figure out.
Exactly. So, just with Chris real quick, we just have him doing a preventative.
Yeah, okay.
So, we just come out 5 times, that's all.
Okay.
And so, the nice thing is, since you're neighbors, if we were just to do his and then come to yours, it saves us gas.
Right.
So, usually, duplexes, they're around 189
right.
to do inside-outside.
Right.
And then it's 109 just for those quarterlies.
Okay.
Ticks, wasps, those are usually add-ons for any company.
Right, okay.
I'm already going to be here taking care of people.
Okay.
And so, what I can do... is if we're already here this weekend and next week, instead of making you pay the initial charge, I can actually knock that down $80.
Okay.
And just drop all the services down just to $109 each time.
Okay.
And then I include those ticks and the wasps that you guys are seeing in at that $109 as well. So you're not going to be paying those add-on costs.
So
we've been doing that. A couple people, not too many, they have us do the basement as well. They just don't want things that they've seen down there to get upstairs as well.
Yeah, ours is half finished.
Half, okay.
Yeah, half finished and finished. Well, why don't we step outside?
Yeah,
let him have some room to move. Yeah, that'll sway him a little better.
Hey, bud.
Once he gets out, he can... That's all he wants to do is run around.
You want to run around? Am I scaring you? I'll take a step back.
Nice,
give you some elbow room.
There you go. Now you're free. Give me that binky. You don't need that. Well, how much time do I got to think about something like this? Because I got to talk to her. I mean, she and I've just been so busy today.
Yeah.
She's at a doctor's appointment, and I just, it's been, we haven't been together at all today yet, so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She called me, I called her, and I literally just got home 5 minutes ago from the day, so.
Yeah, I mean, when I was talking to her, she seemed like, I mean, she doesn't want anything to get inside the house, obviously, kids,
she's
pregnant.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so, I mean, she kind of just said, whatever he feels like, I want to get it done, but if he's willing,
it means if I pay for it, that's what it is. Right, buddy? Do you have a car to me? Can I call you tomorrow and let you know one way or the other? We're talking about 100, so basically looking at, what, $440 for a year of service, you're saying?
Yeah.
And you bill what,
that's
quarterly, or?
That's 5 services, so it would be $545.
$545, okay.
Yeah, as opposed to the... around 620 that it would be without the add-ons.
Okay.
With the add-ons, it's a little bit closer to 700, but since we're just already out here, right, we're not going to make you pay for the add-ons.
Gotcha.
So we're knocking it down from about 700 to 545. Yeah, you're fine.
You gonna go
in? Just okay. A busy bee.
Well, you know, I'm not quite 2 years old to walk in. He wants to do something with everything. Go on. There you go.
Yeah, now I mean, what I've been doing for a couple people who want to talk it over with the spouse, maybe one kind of sees a need, the other one wants to think about it, I've just been scheduling them for Saturday, so then they have time to think about it. If they decide they want to go through with it, then they have the discount and the service set.
Right.
If anything else, they can just call me, ask questions, or cancel the service.
I'd rather not schedule anything. I got to mull it over. I got to talk to her, see what she wants to do. And like I said, it just has to be the two of us have to be in one place at one time. And that'll happen in about an hour.
An hour? Okay.
When we put him to bed, we'll both be together long enough to sit down and figure out what we should do.
Okay.
Do you got a card I can give you a ring or something on? Or
sure, yeah.
I just want to make sure I understand this. So $109, five quarters I got to sign up for, so it's around $550.
Yep.
I get the normal treatment, plus I get, like, wasps and stuff like that. And behind ticks the easement, as well. And ticks treatment and stuff like that.
If you see anything in the basement, garage, shed, just give us a ring. We'll do those for free as well.
Okay. It's, you know, because I don't know much in the... I mean, as you look in the garage is pretty clean.
Yeah, you guys did a good job of that.
Yeah, thank you. Myself, and then the shed. I don't see any much in the shed, just around the shed, like in the corners and stuff.
Sure,
a lot of spiders and stuff like that. We see they nest a lot. I'm always constantly cleaning out cobwebs and stuff.
Right, we would just treat around that for you then.
And is it a liquid treatment or is it more granular?
That would be a liquid, but out into the mulch bed and into the grass, that would be definitely the granule.
Right. Hey, bud.
Sure.
You know how it is.
Yeah, I'm going to be out here till about 8:30 or 9. Could I just swing back later and see?
You know what? I just want to be careful because he's going to go down to bed.
Sure.
And I don't want to be ringing doorbells and stuff because if he wakes up, you know.
I won't ring the doorbell.
The whole time, we might not hear if you don't ring the doorbell.
Okay.
Do you not have a card or something? Or
I got a little piece of paper I could.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you got a cell, hopefully you got a cell phone or something to give you.
Yeah, sure.
Point is the name of the company. Is it local or?
Do you know King of Prussia?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just out of there.
Is it a national company or is it?
No, family-owned.
Family-owned. Oh, good. Yeah. Did they give you a cell phone?
Yeah.
Who's it with?
The cell phone?
Yeah.
T-Mobile. But it's my personal number.
Oh, it's like they don't give you a work number.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay. That's what I do if I work for AT&T. I do business accounts. So I'm always asking somebody comes here, who do you have for service? Maybe, you know.
Well, for our iPads, we do use Verizon.
Okay.
But so, I mean, if you wanted to get all our iPads serviced by AT&T, that's definitely a big business for you.
Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes they hand out, you know, business phones for employees and stuff. I mean, I handle a lot of, you know, Iron Pigs over here, Jack Williams.
Right.
I handle a lot of big accounts.
Right.
You'd be shocked at who. If it's a tire company, chances are I probably have, like, McCarthy Tire I work with, Jack Williams Tire I work with. Cost, not so much, but I'm working on it.
Okay,
good. I just, for some reason, fell into that business. So tire companies and I get along, I guess. So
tire companies.
Garages, tires, paint guys, you know, they're all my friends.
You're just a man's man.
I guess. I'm the one to make fun of when I show up with a shirt and tie or a coat on, you know, and I'm like, what's this guy coming in here? I'm like, look, dude, the shorts and the t-shirt and the bag and the car later, so. Okay. But JR. So you're a route manager.
Right.
You make you knock on doors all day?
Yeah, I just tell people where my trucks are going to be.
So you live here or do you live down there?
I live back in King of Prussia.
Oh, okay. Definitely. So you commute.
Yeah.
No kidding. You got a good hour and a half ride.
Yeah.
We have a corporate office right across the street on Warner Road, right by Wegmans.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's across the street from Hoover's, across the street from Wegmans, it's, you know. So I know a lot of King of Prussia area.
Okay, very cool.
So, cool.
Did you want to talk to the owners about trying to get them on AT&T or?
Yeah.
Do you have a card?
You know what? I don't have one in my pocket. Give me 10 seconds.
Hold on
a second.
There you go.